Welcome to the Merchant Princelings podcast.
Dial it out.
Welcome to episode 56 of the Merchant Princelings podcast.
56 of her name.
Long, 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 hey. Long. May she reign.
It's been raining quite long, actually. I'm quite impressed we got this far.
It's been raining like a bastard in Eastbourne, mate.
Proper. Oh, it's been savage the last few days as well. Yeah. Yesterday, it was raining so bad, it was raining through my chimneys. It was fucking bullshit. Yeah, man, there was so much rain, it was coming down the chimneys and pouring. Mental.
Wow, that is pretty impressive, to be fair.
Anyway,
I'm your host, Tom Sargent. I'm joined, as ever, by my wonderful co-host, Will Henry. Say hello, Will.
Hello.
And Giles King. Giles, you got any chimney-related stories today?
No. No. It's a short answer to that.
Yeah.
But we do have another special guest.
Another or a former?
The most special.
Back once again.
Yeah. The most.
One that hasn't turned traitor on us.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear about that. Yeah, let's talk about that. We'll get you then.
You're Ashcombe. The only guest we've ever had on that hasn't gone and started their own social media podcast content creation.
Oh, so you like see how it's done, then go and do it, right?
Yeah, we're like the Brighton. So we've got really good recruitment. And then we sell Medwell for 100 million. We sell John Athol for 80 million. Yeah, you know. So
80? Wow. Fucking hell. I didn't realise we got little for him.
He's only a defender, isn't he?
It's true. Yeah.
We're here to talk to you tonight about something quite exciting. It's obviously the time that everyone decides to be loud. We're going to talk to you tonight about our event with...
Hold up.
With Greetings from the Warp.
Yay.
I know. I'm maximum.
So glad you're doing it because doubles is such a confusing thing to organise.
Yes.
So thank you.
I've got nothing to do with that.
Thank you for doing that. for the doubles. I remember doing it last year and I didn't know whether I was coming or going. It's so you get so many different kind of clashes of rules. Like, can I use that right of war? Don't go on it with my iron hands because I've got Medusa's and like, no, you fucking can't, all right? So, I'm so glad that you're going to have all those questions.
Well, this is probably a good place to put a disclaimer into that if you are thinking of attending this event, i.e. you've already brought a ticket or you're yet to buy a ticket and you want to come to this event, just bear in mind that depending on which of the three of us you ask, you will get a completely different answer.
You'll get a very varied answer.
If you ask Will... a complicated rules question or a difficult interaction between Legion specific rules, allied matrixes, and what does friendly fucking mean and who can use this and that and the other, we'll probably get some like Charlie Kelly level wall, you know.
Correct. Yeah,
things like maps and lines between draw you out diagrams.
John, I already bought the red wire for it, so it's perfect.
Correct. Yeah. Carol, knocking on the door. Giles will probably think for a couple of seconds and give a balanced answer, and I will not know the answer, so I'll tell you to fucking grow up and stop complaining about it and just get on with rolling some dice.
Yeah.
Because I won't.
Absolutely.
And Andy will say, go and ask them three, because they're
fucking awesome. Yeah.
So we should probably introduce this event. So this is a narrative Horus Heresy doubles event, not tournament, boys and girls. Not tournament. We don't care whether you win or lose. You're not going to be patted on the head for it. And it is called Tooth and Claw.
Tooth and Claw.
That. We thought all the events are the scouring or the verb of the noun.
Yeah. Always.
So we've decided actually we're going to mix this up and go double noun, baby.
Yeah. Double noun. So it sounds like a Space Wolf special rule.
Yeah, maybe which is funny because they're possibly our least favourite podcast legion.
Well, yours.
Yes.
Will really hate Ultramarines.
Yeah, oh, no, I've actually made peace with the Ultramarine.
Their rules are good.
Fists, I'm fully against in every way.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
Just bad because they're Andy's first love, yeah. Right,
the only army I've got. It's the only army I do.
Fuck. So mean.
Oh, you break my heart. But I don't do Stone Gauntlet. I've not got enough models.
No, that's
the only reason.
Yeah.
The only reason. If I could proxy Brethren as Phalanx Warriors, I'd do them. No, it doesn't interest me staying on them, but it's the only army I've got, so don't bitch fist too much.
All right, okay. I will just defer to disliking word bearers. Yeah. That seems to be the recurring.
But you got hate them. Yeah.
Hate word bearers. Yeah, so we're balanced in our hatred of all legions. So this is a doubles event that we are going to be running alongside the wonderful Greetings from the Warp gents up in the usual venue of Slow Academy.
Absolutely.
A great venue. Obviously, long-time listeners of the show will know that we have been to many Greetings events over the years, and they do set kind of a standard of what you expect at an event, how organized you expect it to be, the tables, the space, especially the food, the organization, the prizes, the timings. Perfect.
It's a slick operation, and we're so ready to throw spanners all over the place.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine.
I can't wait for the Greetings for the Warp and managerial meeting on Monday morning where they're all they're chain smoking. We can't fucking have these reprobates right here.
Get
Medders back. We need some oil sand organization.
I want to do what?
So this is the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of December this year. And I believe tickets are already up on sale.
Yes, they are.
Bought some because there's no pack out for it yet, which the pack will be launched at the end of this podcast. Is that right, Mr. Charles?
I believe that's the plan. We can splash it all over social media any second now. And we should also say we appreciate there's an element of hypocrisy from a previous episode where we weren't happy about people releasing packs before things. And then we've done it ourselves, so fucking come at us.
No, that was my fault. Because
I was going to say it's our fault because we had our first discussions on this about 6 months ago, Andy, and we failed to produce a pack in that time. So.
Well, no, because the thing is, you were going to run this, if you remember, originally in July, but it was the same weekend as the British Grand Prix, which unfortunately isn't too far from Huxley, where we run Greetings from the Warp from. And all the hotels were like £250 a night because of the British Grand Prix. Jeez. So we decided to, the Premier Inn, would you pay £250 a night to stay in that Premier Inn? Oh. It's a great hotel, but it's not worth that, right? So you're talking 500 quid for two nights on the weekend. So if you remember, we moved it to later on in the year, and we couldn't get a date where we all kind of were free. So we moved it right over to December, and now we're here. So, but what I did in the background was set up tickets to automatically go live. So I'm walking along Blackpool Promenade with my two kids and get all these messages saying, is it just one ticket per team? And I'm like, what? What? Per team, right? And then like another one comes through and then like, I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, I said to Connor, I just need a minute, just look at my phone. I go into my emails, it's like, congratulations, you've launched your event. I'm like, what? Event? Just like, oh crap, double your launch. I sit here today without a pack. We've sold 21 loyalist tickets and 16 traitor tickets, and no one knows what they're playing. No one knows perfect. And I'm sure none of them will battle an eyelid when the pack is launched because they're just here to. And I've not had one person come to me to say, is there a pack, or is there a mission, or is there like...
What are we actually doing? Yeah.
Well, I mean, the restrictions that we have in place are not exactly comprehensive. They're fairly standard for doubles, you would say. There isn't too many really harsh things in there, so I would imagine...
It looks... The restrictions section of the pack looks quite long, but it's... Most of it is things that almost every event is restricting anyway.
Yeah.
And then just a couple of bits, just little things here and there. It's not going to rule anyone out from bringing a particular army, particular legion, units they want to bring, etc. So you don't need to worry about that. We should probably as well say now, before we forget, where are we going to put the pack? Where are we going to launch it from? So I think what's probably easiest is if we splosh it all over Facebook, and then maybe I save it to some kind of cloud-based location and put a link for it somewhere so that people can go and find it.
It could also be made available on the Discord.
Ah, yeah, fuck that. Go on our Discord. I'll actually update the link. So here's what you're going to do, people. Listen up. You're going to go on our Instagram page. You're going to click on the link in the bio. You're going to go down to where it says Discord, where I've also going to actually update the link so you can actually join. Then you're going to go into the helpful resources section of our Discord, and you're going to find shiny, beautiful pack for your doubles contentment. And it's going to be fucking great, and you're going to love it.
The last thing that was put in there, oh shit me, was today, let's shout this out, was the third occurrence of Orphan's Hope Chapter 5, which is Apostate Hobbies running in tangent, I think, with Mr. Gibson, I believe, or is using a venue nearby. So it's run somewhere else in the country that isn't desolate.
Stafford. No, that's also desolate.
Yeah. Oh, it's more central desolate, right?
Shansley? No, that doesn't sound right.
Something like that. Yeah. So head that out as well. But that's exactly where you'll be able to find the pack. And then,
in fact, shall I put it in there now before we forget?
Bosh it in. Any problems that you have with lists that you have planned that you wanted to take to this event, before you raise a concern, just bear in mind that these things are in the pack for a reason. So try and work it out yourselves first using your expensive models collection and play what fits into the pack, because we're unlikely to make special exceptions for people. I don't think people will have specially gone out and brought new armies or new forces for this that we suddenly have invalidated. So there shouldn't be too many complaints or anything, hopefully.
It's all fine.
Genuine things, then ask questions on the Discord or DM the merch.
No, Tom. We have a process for this so that shit doesn't get missed.
Oh, really?
It's within the pack. If you have problems, so if you've got ticketing concerns, logistical concerns, locational concerns, talk to Andy through the contact methods provided within the pack. If you've got questions about lists, rights of war, doubles and 2.0, rules, narrative, you message our Instagram page, at which point it will be divulged from there into our podcast group chat, and then it will have a joined up response sent back to you.
That's very professional.
It's going to go through one channel, so when people ask the same question over again, they get the same answer. That's the plan.
Correct. Nice. Perfect. Hopefully, that'll run as smoothly as we explained it.
Yeah. We're definitely not going to be answering questions in all the random chats we're in about stuff and contradict each other. It's definitely not going
to
happen.
No, because I will just tell people to I'll do a Greg. Read the pack.
Thank you. Read the pack. Yeah. Read the pack.
And if you can't make sense read of the pack. Then read the pack. Andrew, why don't you go through a little bit about the weekend? Is there anything else on? What's going on?
Yeah, so we will be across two halls, it's looking likely, with the amount of tickets we've sold so far. So that'd be great to see two halls in action. So just give people enough space around the ticket. Four people around one table can get quite busy quite quickly. So yeah, we're looking at the numbers we've got. I'm going to spread it across the two halls. Obviously, the hall, if you've been to Greens before, the hall with the main stage and the gym will be in use there. The same weekend, we also have Alter Paint doing some painting classes in the venue too. So no doubt those hobbyists will be wandering around looking at the armies. And because Alter Paint are there, I always like to get them to just cast their eye over and help judge any form of painting competition that we might be looking at doing. It's great to have. I don't know if it's Henry or Andy that weekend, or both of them potentially.
Christmas. It's got to be the power.
Oh, yeah,
double trouble,
be, yeah. It's got to be double trouble. I hope, fingers crossed. It's, it's always great when they're both there.
Andy before.
I did not. He was at the last one. What was he at? Oh, he's at specialist games we did in June. He came to that one to teach a weekend class.
Right.
Well, we ran the specialist games, so Warhammer.
Are they upstairs now?
No, they're just around the corner from. So you know where the gym is.
I do.
There's a corridor opposite the gym entrance, and they're just up there on the left. And they actually are in a one of the science classrooms, because they're perfect, because the benches are high for painting, and there's plugs everywhere. Oh, so you can plug in your lamp,
and
you can plug in your compactor. Yeah, and wipe it all clean. Yeah. It's great. They love that as a venue, because they don't have to trail like extension leads across anywhere. It's a real smart idea,
actually. Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing, I have to turn the gas off, because you know what them guys are like.
Well,
gassing up the science class with Bunsen burners and all sorts.
If we have the gas on, I'm your man.
But yeah, they should be there as well. So,
we've got Cult of Paint on at the same weekend, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on the Saturday evening?
Yeah, we'll plan to have some entertainment. It's going to be two things, a quiz or bingo, unless we can think of anything else more creative in the meantime. On the Saturday, more Christmassy potentially. It'll be nice to do something. But on the Saturday evening, generally, we'll have two games on the Saturday. And then once gameplay stops, we do like the Armies on Parade and Hobby Hangouts.
Yeah.
If people want to play another game, whether that's a singles game or continue to play doubles with someone they've met over the weekend, they can play. The tables are going to be set up. There's plenty of space. If they want to play a different game, they can, you know, we've had all sorts being played on those Saturday evenings. And then Chris will be back in the kitchen, will be back open. Usually we do some form of curry, and a couple of curries will be on the go. We'll serve hot food right into the night. And it should be a good laugh, a good hangout, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
That's gonna be really exciting. I don't often get to stay Saturday evenings, because I'm usually cream crackered, but as I'm not playing, I'm just standing around perving on people.
Be the perfect just leching.
Just leching. You're just like a hell. So it'll be good to stay and have a curry and get involved. And we're definitely, even though the narrative event itself is based, you know, pretty firmly in the 30K universe, as I suppose is fairly right, we will be doing what, while Will is babysitting the loyalists, making sure they're all crossing their I's and dotting their T's, so to speak, correct, Giles will be doing the same for the traitors, and I will be hopefully wandering around doing really dumb and silly and cheap Christmassy sort of games or entertainments or little fun things to just try and bring some of the December festive cheer into the greetings event, which hopefully will just keep everyone smiling.
Sounds like a great plan.
I think that'll be right. Yeah, I think I like grab a few advent calendars and make people like, you know, do things for the chocolates or whatever.
Fight for the chocolate. I mean, just roll for the chocolate.
Just get 10 the five bottom teams, so the 10 worst players, have to then go into another little gym and just fight it out until first blood.
What we'll do is we'll throw a paintbrush in the middle and the last one standing.
A broken one.
Exactly, last one standing. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I can see Rob Bear up and Pete King in there just like taking names.
Just chatting absolute breeze to one another continuously.
Just chatting pretty much. So
everyone else has just died of exhaustion.
Of them, yeah. So with the narrative element to the event, we decided to run probably one of those things where an event lives or dies on some character progression, which a lot of us have done over the years at certain Heresy events. Obviously, it was included in book 4, I want to say, as like a big matrix.
One of them.
For character progression within a campaign. We've decided to include this as a fun way to get people engaged at the weekend. Obviously, if you're really hyped on this, you're going to get the most out of it. If you sort of ignore it, then that's detriment to you. But I hope that, you know, if you do come along, this is something that you can really get involved in, because this will be hopefully something which makes this a little bit spicy, or at least a little bit more interesting.
It should help it should be invested in your characters more on the back of it, which would be nice.
Yeah, I think, and I think most people are, you know, and yeah. I don't think that's just a 30k thing. I think most wargamers do get invested in their HQ elements or their leadership echelons or however you want to say it, and have little, you know, head cannons for what's going on. So I think that's fair enough. So Jars, why don't you take us through the character progression, because it's basically your and Will baby.
Yeah, so picture the scene. This system that we're fighting in, the Hesperian system, is pretty desolate at the moment. It's been locked in a standstill for some time. You are a reinforcement coming in to take the system for goodies or the baddies, basically. So we need some brave new leaders, and I've heard a rumour that the character you're progressing is just that kind of person.
Oh, baby.
So exactly that. So there's a couple of restrictions on who you can and can't take. So you can still take these units, they just can't be character progression option. So we've sacked off Praetors for the character progression, Custodes HQs, and Dreadnought HQs, Fear of the Ancients, for example. Don't need no progressing Contemptors. No way. So they're out. To pick your character progressing character, it's basically going to be an HQ with the independent character rule. If that isn't an option, we've got some follow-up options available as well, but you have to basically pick whatever's at the top of that priority list. So for 99.999 of you, that'll be an independent character with the character special rule.
Correct.
How's it going to work? So we're aware that sometimes character progression can get pretty hectic pretty quickly, and while we want it to be a key feature of the event, we don't want it to become just four beatstick centurions scurrying around a board with initiative six thunderhammers, for example. So that's not going to be the case. Buffs, they're going to be some good ones, there's going to be some bad ones. There's going to be an element of RNG, i.e. rolling some dice to see what results come to your Praetor, which will also be tied in with how you perform in game, specifically the actions of the progressing character. So if he goes head over biscuit and kills three enemy HQs in a chat in successive challenges or something, you're going to get some bonuses to those dice rolls. And if you want to get the really good shit, you've got to do the really good shit on the board, basically. So if your character excels, the troops are going to respect him, and that will be reflected with his future performances. So that is essentially, that's what you're getting, just a little nugget. So please be reassured, this system will be play tested in advance, so it shouldn't be too hectic, but will hopefully be something fun, enjoyable, and gives it something a little bit different, a little grab for the event, if you will.
And hopefully it's something that you can get, you know, four people around the table is hopefully inherently more fun to discuss these sorts of things with, rather than just your opponent, just one opponent. You know, hopefully you all get invested and you all like seeing the cool shit happen. You know, the awards and the missions themselves, although, you know, a mission still has a winner and loser, the event is not about kicking people's dicks off. You know, it's not something we're going to actively reward for just spamming good shit and winning. You know, the spirit of the event is to get into the narrative of the story, as any of these things are. You know, a planet, take it, win it, blah blah blah, but also in making the case that your HQ should be the overall theatre command, which is pretty cool. We like that.
And, yeah, I think it's great.
If we ever go, if there's ever another event that we run, whether it's doubles or singles, these characters will be able to roll forwards into the future events.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Assuming that Andy hasn't decided by Monday morning that, you know, we need to be told.
We're never going to be allowed in Wellingborough again.
Put it this way, you'll hear about it on the Greetings from Walk podcast on that Monday morning.
Oh dear, here we go.
Damn it!
It's happened again. It's happened again. I'm shutting this down now.
Yeah, shutting it down now, yeah.
We're just a stepping stone, that's all we are.
Please. I can't resist.
We're
sorry.
A stepping stone. So,
we are the PL2 to the Premier League.
100%. We're the super subs, that's all we are. So, although it's been alluded to by Andy already, and I would imagine that I'm going to say 80% of our listeners probably already know, but another big draw of Greetings of the Warp events is the food.
Yeah.
So do you have any details on what is being cooked up, literally?
Yeah. I think Chris needs to come on this, just talk about food solidly for now.
For sure.
Agreed.
What he has got, and I've seen, because like Chris is now branching out, because Chris does weddings as well now.
What? He did.
I was at a wedding.
For go, cheeky bum. No,
he doesn't. The thing is, right, he needs to advertise because he offers a great service. Yeah. So I was at a wedding last weekend and he did the food for the wedding. And what he has got now, which is bringing to our next event in just under 2 weeks' time, it's like a big griddle. And he can do smash burgers on it. So you know them burgers, like being Five Guys, like down. And that's what he did at his wedding. He did these they were absolutely delicious. The queue was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and he was pounding he had this big tray of mince and he was just balling it up, pushing it on a load of onions and pressing it down with this burger press onto this big griddle. And then like everyone's walking away with these burgers. And yeah, I believe that's going to be there at the doubles. It's definitely there in just under 2 weeks time at Armour Wars. But yeah, it's going to come out, he said, to the Greetings from the Warp events as well. So that's a new addition to the Lord's Kitchen Armoury, as I like to call it. Not just the smokers now, he's now venturing into that grid and he can do all sorts of stuff on it, it's saying. So yeah, exciting times. So it's definitely good at doing that.
The last event was doubles, but the event before, when I played Titanicus at Greetings for the Warp, I remember spending not only an inordinate amount of money but also time eating multiple portions of the brisket while me and Colin was playing Titanicus, and I thought I would annoy Colin with how much time I was taking to eat, but Colin seemed to have some sort of David Attenborough level of fascination watching the animal world in front of him unveil as I scoffed too many portions.
I love brisket. The brisket.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So, for those of you who have been to a Greetings of the Warp event before, I'm sure it'll feel like a standard sort of weekend. But for those who haven't and want to come, you're the type of people we want to see the most.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We want the lurkers. We want the people
join us
the podcast who are on the Discord. But can't come to events, don't think they're good enough, don't think their painting's good enough, or they're not ready, or whatever. Yeah, we want you, baby.
Shut the fuck up and come.
Yeah.
In theory, it's perfect, right? Because it's half an army, right? So you can get your box of Age of Darkness painted up.
It's a really good way to get new starters in, to be fair, because you've got three other people to learn from. So even if you're the most inexperienced player, and I always am, at the table, you've got three other people to tell you why you're a dickhead and how to play it correctly and how to play better, literally just how to play your army a bit better, because most Legion armies use the same units. So if you've brought Predators, they might have brought Predators, and you can learn how to play Predators a bit better. It's always great. So we're going to be doing the standard Heresy planning of two games a day. Is that right, boys?
Correct.
So game one and two on Saturday, game three and four on Sunday. Armies on Parade, we are planning to do, Andy, on Sunday morning.
Okay. Yeah, great.
So I think we have stolen that, again, from Rob Medwell events.
Oh, don't give him the power. Oh,
no, he needs,
giving him the power now.
He's been a bit run ragged, isn't he? When we normally start on Sunday, normally everyone comes in, they're a bit sleepy or hungover. Matt Woodley's still about 2 hours away. And
he's still driving up from Afghanistan or wherever he's coming from.
Chudleyville.
He's going to go and get his exhausts. And then everyone has a cup of tea, has some breakfast or whatever. You sit around chatting and mulling over how yesterday went and all the rest of it. And you slowly start your game. Whereas this one, we're going to start Armies on Parade at 8:45. So if you want to get your stuff set out the night before, if there's room, great. If you want to use it overnight, that's fantastic. If you don't and you want to get there early and get it set up, we advise you to do that. And then you've got half an hour with your cup of tea to walk around, to look at everyone's models and really get a feel for the quality on display. And given the fact we're in two rooms, I think that's actually going to lend itself to everyone being you know, have a better chance of getting seen, because there's always that, I don't want to split into the corner table because no one will go around there.
There's only light under this table, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
correct,
exactly.
Correct, yeah. So yeah. I think that will really help. And then we will enforce a hard dice down towards the end of the game four. Games one, so first thing on Saturday, and three, first thing on Sunday, can overrun because you just eat into your own lunch. So that's up to you. If you want to be at
that's can game two on Saturday, if you want to keep playing in of an evening, absolutely fine.
Correct. Yeah. So if you want to eat into your own to your lunch, and all four of you agree, it's absolutely fine. Just bear in mind you will be at the back of the queue, and that will suck. Game two on Saturday night, crack on, play as long as you want, re-rack at the end of it, I don't give a shit, because it will be open all night. But game four, we will do a hard dice down for two reasons. One, it's not a tournament, so it doesn't matter. You getting the extra turn is not going to change the axis of the Earth rotation. But also, people have got to be on the way. And everyone
people have got homes to get to.
See the awards and not feel like they've got to sit around and hang around because you lot have got to roll 100 more dice, 100 more World Eater attacks with chainswords and stuff. So hard dice down so we can do awards and everyone can get on the way. Roughly 4:30, I think we've got down on the event pack. Does that sound about right and normal to everyone?
I just need to scroll up, and yes, I can confirm that we've got awards in from 4:15 till 4:30.
And nice. Those awards, we have got down. Andy, you can jump in with any of this if you want. I don't know what do Colt normally help judge your internal painting stuff, or do they offer a different one, or are they just there to offer insight, or what's the score?
Well, it all do. We can be more than happy to judge the painting. They often cast their eyes over it at regional events. It depends what we have set up with them. So at the moment, they sponsor our painting awards. So they've been sponsoring us with Artist Soaps brushes to give away as prizes, which is fantastic. And yeah, they in previous event, they've done the judging themselves. Yeah. And then awarded, you know, best armies to the armies they feel has the best team or painting, depending whatever we're going after. So yeah, they'll definitely be there. I think the best time for them to judge the armies would be on the evening, on the Saturday evening, because there'll be more time. So if people are setting up their armies for judging on Sunday morning, perfect, that's great. The Court of Paint guys will cast their eyes over them, more likely because they'll be teaching on the Sunday morning, so they're more likely to look
at them. So anyone who wants to put their name in for Cult, you know, set up for Court of Paint Saturday night, let Henry and or Andy walk around it and have a look, and then it will be there on Sunday morning for the general masses to look around.
100%,
So we're also going to award awards. We are going to award the favourite team, i.e. this is your definition of favourite. So when we ask you to vote for your favourite team, this could be people you found the funniest, the people who engaged with the narrative the most, the people who were the best sporting, people who gave you the best game, whoever, just your favourite team. Then we're going to award our individual favourite loyalist army and our individual favourite loyalist traitor army. I guess these would then be things that we can get the Cult of Paint guys to help out with. That'll probably be awesome. We are then going to get Mike Fellhanded, glorious Mike, wonderful Mike,
we told Mike.
Pardon?
Oh, we're telling him now, even if we haven't.
Now he knows.
Good lad.
He is going to award his favourite duo of best of your character progression characters.
Whoa.
And he is going to award you with a very special prize. And if you know Mike Fellhand, then you can sort of guess what this prize is going to be. If you don't find him on Instagram, you will be instantly amazed. He is one of the true craftsmen of the British heresy scene.
Spoiler, you might be jumping out of a plane with him. So.
So he is going to award the two best characters. So that's averaged out between you, I think, to be the pair that he finds the most engaging, fun, best conversions are probably a good way to turn Mike on. Good painting, good theme. And then we're also going to award the Emperor's Laureate, which is a best lore write-up for your progression character. Up to 250 words to be judged on the day. If you write any more than 250 words and it looks long, the TLDR is, it's going to be TLDR. We're not going to read it. if like 50 people did that, that would be like someone's full-time job. So 250 words to write up what your guy is doing there, set it within the lore that is in the top of the pack, and print it out, bring it, send it to us, whatever you want to do. I don't mind. That would be something I really enjoy going through and having a look. And
yeah, print it off on a nice piece of paper with your army list, frame it, put your characters on a nice scenic base that you've made, bosh it in the middle.
That's a Pete thing. It's just a Pete thing.
It's Pete, yeah. If you call Pete, you better do that, otherwise you're going into fight box. So.
Stick it in the oven, burn the page, you know, like you used to at school to make it look old.
Tea bag it. I mean, you know, you understand.
Write it now, scruffle it up, put it in your pocket, leave it there for 6 months.
Bash. It's going to be great.
It's going to
be awesome.
Really excited. Man.
With those awards, we should just mention that the best character, the two best characters that Mike is going to award, to head off some questions already, because I can just see them coming. Underneath the awards is the Allies Matrix rule, which is probably worth bringing up now. The Allies not in play. All right, friends.
It's not in play, and I'll tell you for why, and that's because basically
the questions.
It's
a pain in the ass, and we don't want to tell you who you can and can't ally with. If you want to ally with someone that would normally be a distrusted ally, crack on, mate, doesn't matter.
Negatives.
If you want to crack on with an Ultramarines Word Bearers combo, please feel free. And at the same
I'm invested in it.
It also removes any shenanigans through Sworn Brothers. So,
for example,
if you're attaching Iron Hands characters to mech units,
this was going to come up.
You're a cunt. So, that's being ruled out. So, essentially, it means your two separate armies, but then they're really good friends, but they're not best friends.
It was raised to me a while ago about a different doubles event, actually, that more often than not, when people are getting started in the Heresy, one will go, I really like Iron Warriors, and then the other person will go, oh, I don't really know a lot, who are the Iron Warriors is like most hated people, they really hate this and the other, I'll go them then, and you end up being sort of your polar opposed. But then when you want to go to a doubles event, you want to go with your mate. With an in-law sort of backwards fucked up, allies. Yeah. So our one concession in this narrative event is that you can ally up with people.
That's brilliant.
It also means that you've sold loyalist tickets and you've sold traitor tickets, but if there is an imbalance, hopefully there are a few people that we can just be like...
Yeah, people always squat. Yeah.
Correct. And I suppose, actually, Giles and Will would be better posed to tell me this, but if we have to make people switch from one side to the other, which is more than likely going to be loyalist onto traitor, if we have to do that, then I'm guessing that we would look for people who have taken either generic rights of war,
get the mechanic and players to switch.
Ask for volunteers, etc.
Things like that. It's
a last resort, but we might have to ask you to swap sides. I also don't think we've mentioned points values, so it's 1500 points per player, 3000 points as a team, and that's your 1500 points. You can't give your friend 5 points, for example. The rest of the restrictions, etc., as we mentioned already, they're pretty relaxed, but they're all in the pack. If you scroll down to page 5, you will find them. The pack is 8 pages. We've got a title, an introduction with like all the logistics information, and we've hit you with the lore. We've got that at the beginning, just in case it convinces you to actually read it. Then we've got the restrictions, timings, character progression, the awards available, how 2.0 is going. Interacts with reactions, warlord traits, all that kind of bullshit. It's all in there. If you think of anything else, good questions, let us then by all means feel free. And if they're actually a good question, we'll update the pack. So, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And I think, do you need to leave at this point as it is 5:30?
Yeah, that'd be. Yeah, I do. Can I just add to that, though, as you're discussing the pack? The question I get asked a lot is it two tickets per team? Is it one ticket per team? So basically, my wording's probably not great on the Eventbrite, but the tickets are available. They're live on Eventbrite now.
Go now.
Under the greetings from the War Planner. Yeah, go now. And it's just one ticket per two player, so per team, I'm calling it. So you one ticket per team, so that it gets two of you into, so you don't have to buy. Because I had people buy two tickets thinking it was one ticket each. No, it's one ticket per team.
Oh, that's such good value then.
I've just clicked into the helpful resources and upcoming events in our Discord, and the first comment is it £63 for the doubles, pair, or each?
Classic.
I don't know why Dan thinks we would charge £126 to come, but you know.
But if you want to give us that money, Dan, send it. It's fine.
Siphon it off. And send it,
Right, this is a
surprising how many people do.
Pause the recording so that we don't go over that girthy file size and say goodbye to Andy.
Absolutely.
So, Andy, as always, thank you for joining. It's wonderful to hear your voice again.
Thanks so much for having me.
In a couple of months.
Yeah, man.
Same thing here. I'll get my Christmas hat ready because we do fancy dress it up because it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Bring your costumes.
Yeah, too right. I do look forward to seeing you boys as well. And I'll come on again anytime to chat heresy and events. No problem at all. Thanks so much for having me.
Love it. Thank you, Andy.
We'll be back in.
You're more than welcome. Minutes.
Yes, sir.
And we're back. So now we're going to flip reverse the normal episode format. And we're now going to talk a little bit about what we've been up to, general hobby, and today's Heresy Thursday launch.
We actually got something today, which was quite interesting.
We did. Yeah. So to start off, just while Giles is finishing up doing some hobby, because unlike me,
a deadline.
He's got to do some. He's got a deadline. He's got stuff to do.
A deadline, got to get a varnish on.
Is this the Malmo deadline, Giles? You can explain this in a minute.
This is, Malmo is obviously almost exactly a month away. However, shipping an army safely, I have made alternative arrangements. It's not coming on the plane with me. It's being shipped via other means, should we say. And
what private first class courier, mate.
Yeah,
exactly. Only the best.
Peddling it all the way.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly.
Via dam. It's going to be blazed out his head. It's going to be great. Yeah.
So I need to pretty much finish the Myrmidons, the last few Myrms tonight, so that I can then put magnets on their bases tomorrow, then put more magnetic sheeting inside their transport box, on the ceiling of said transport box. The lid. Tomorrow evening, ready for transport to the transport Saturday morning. Amazing. So, got a deadline to hit. So, these Myrms need a matte varnish, they need a dry brush, and a couple of metallic highlights so I can hopefully get all that done.
Easy.
What varnish are we talking about here?
We're talking about AK.
Are we talking about the good stuff? Or are we talking about.
Oh yeah, unfortunately not Munitorum varnish because one doesn't exist anymore.
I've got two cans, mate, and I think Ollie and Harry got about four or five each, so there are some still about.
Yeah, I feel like it would be rude of me to chime in when there's people with armies that need it to maintain a finish, and then I just start buying like random cans wherever I can. I think that would be unfair. So it's AK varnish matte, which I'd not the super matte, it's just the normal matte, and I'd really recommend it.
Ultra matte. Delicious. Once I'm out of this stuff, I'll give it a razz.
It's like a satin, but not a satin, because satins can be quite shiny. It's like a matte with a hint of a gloss. Colours, it goes it's an like absolute treat. I'd say even probably slightly closer to matte than that. It's perfect for like reds, blacks, because it doesn't kill
the transition,
the luster of the highlights, like a hard matte can over red. It was Jack Bradley off of JKB? JBK?
Yeah.
On the old Instas.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Put me onto it. Yeah, he was like,
really?
I heard the podcast, you need this varnish, and I bought it, and I was like, holy shit, you're not lying. It's really good. Really good.
So what I'll do is I'll talk about what I've been up to.
And please do.
While Giles is talking. So I have been squirreling away at these Blood Angels, boys.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
It's been riddled with ups and downs in the last week or two. I've had quite a bad experience with brittle resin.
What?
Yeah, so I got the spoilers, the spoiler arms printed out, and painted them up. Got them basically to the point where they were varnished, waiting for oils, which I was waiting for Element to deliver, which is obviously our sponsor. Use our link, you all know that. And the I left them near the window, and as you know, it's been quite windy in the weather recently. And they're based, you know, on Unreal Wargaming Studios bases, and they literally were knocked over in the wind. They literally just teetered over 90 degrees, and about four of them just shattered.
No.
Yeah, so chainsword snapped off at the blade and the hilt, bolt pistol snapped off at the arm, the banner snapped into about four pieces.
Get me angry just thinking about it.
Yeah, so some of it was able to be repaired, because obviously this is only my second troop's choice, so I really wanted it done. I didn't want any bloody hold-ups with them. But I've managed to salvage eight of them, not including the banner bearer. So I now have eight to spoilers. I need to get two more built up. But I really think I'm just going to have to stick to the Forge World arms now, because... or wait until plastic ones, because these 3D printed ones that I've got, they're just too brittle.
Yeah, they're just not right.
They're no bueno, no. So that's a bit of a pain in the bum. But I have got another 20 tacticals, which I feel like, rather than bugger around and make them despoilers, I might just give them, even though they're not as good, I might just give them chain blades on the bolters. And
chain bays, and
just move. We move, right, with chain bay. Bolters.
I think Blood Angel ones could actually be quite decent in that.
Well, they're plus one to wound, so it does give them a benefit. Means you're wounding most marines on twos, right?
When you charge on twos, pretty insane.
Which is pretty good. But I'm not sure I want them to be charging. I want them to be sort of defensive. But we'll see. You've got to leverage that rule somehow. So. Might as well be there.
If you're not using your Legion rule, do you even Legion, bro?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why, Will, when I was looking at more tanks, because I really like using tanks over infantry, and I was looking at more tanks, and I love my Blood Angel scheme. I know it's not the best Blood Angel scheme out there, but I really don't know.
It's pretty fucking special, Tom.
I appreciate that, man. It's nice, and I like it. I do get a lot of comments about it. But I know that, like, you know, me and Steve use the same recipes, but Steve just hits that a little bit sweeter. And you know, there are some better ones out there, and that's great. That's fine. I'm not trying to, you know, do that. But I really like my tank scheme. I really like the way they're looking. And I was like, oh, I'll get more, you know, I want more, blah, 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 blah. But you don't use, you know, the only Legion rule you'd leverage is the ram attacks, really. Now, that can be good. We know that ramming can be good.
Yeah. We've all seen it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see how I can utilize that. My next mad cat brain scheme is three flamer preds, like Baal Predators.
You're crazy.
Yeah, just heavy flamer sponsons, flame storm cannon, turret.
Just going full Trogdor on people.
And just see how it goes. Just fucking for lulls, you know. So I've been putting together them. So I've got a couple of Predators. Obviously, there was a bit of a scandal this week with them going missing. But they have now come back.
Oh, yes, they have.
Yeah, so that was really good. But apart from that, not too much else. I've been building some Chaos Knights, which have now got rules, obviously, because we went through them last week.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait, the Knights. No, we didn't. We went through the Demon Engines, didn't we?
We went through the Demon Engine. We haven't been through the Chaos Knights. Yeah, so that dropped last week when we couldn't record. But yeah, so Chaos Knights have now got rules, which is essentially a Chaos Questorus Knight household.
Pretty much. They're actually really quite fun, I think. Really, I think they're fun. Really, really
they
cool.
They don't look that broken. They don't look like they're meta-changing. They just look like they are now the right way to play some Chaos houses. So as I've been building...
The modelling you can do on these now.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've got a lot of the 40k plastic Chaos Knights, which look way different to Questorus Knights in their level of witchy poo. I've been building them up to play in 40k. But now I can use them in 30k. And that really does help. You know, Blood Angels is what I'm primarily focusing on, but it does help to have this as an easy throwaway thing to, you know, to break up the monotony or to take to random events or whatever. Transporting them is a bit of an issue, but we move. So I've been building them, working on some commissions, and that pretty much is it. I had an order from Element delayed for quite a while, because I did that stupid thing of ordering something that was in amber stock.
Oh, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. Element are fantastic for shipping you your hobby needs if you only select things that are green in their stock levels. If you order anything that's amber that says it's a waiting stock, it will delay the whole order until it's all in stock.
Yeah, so, which is good and bad.
Yeah, they will. If you ring them, they will separate it.
You just
have to ring
send it out.
Yeah, which I didn't do. I just sort of let it ride. So I was waiting on new satin varnish because I used the very last drop. I had like cut the lid open and got the last of it out with a brush to put some transfers onto my despoilers, which was the last thing that I did. But I needed it to do the rhinos because I've got two rhinos, which are probably my favourite tank at the moment, looking at them.
Rhinos are just so cool, aren't they? So iconic as well.
So iconic. So I've been edge highlight. I've been doing the ollie work on them and edge highlighting them and like hand chipping them and stuff and underlining all the chips and stuff on my rhinos. Taking forever. But I'd much rather them take forever and I'm proud to look at them afterwards rather than sort of rush them and be like, I'd wish I'd taken my time on them after the fact.
Agreed.
You know? And then getting what Blood Angels I can, which won't be very much because of lack of troops choices and stuff, ready for this weekend. We're going to come up to you and playtest the scenarios for the event.
It's going to be great. We've got a fourth lined up as well to help, who is
perfect. Yeah,
should be good at this type of stuff if he's
should be. Yeah, he's
got a lot to answer. He's not, we're just going to bin him off, roll him out.
Yeah, just get Harry.
Exactly, yeah. Harry's on call, I think, so it's perfect, yeah.
Harry's got his phone on him, yeah. So that is essentially me, boys. Quite a lot of just chipping away at the Blood Angels.
Yeah, I think that's important, though, isn't it? Sometimes you just need to just get into the seat, into the desk, and you just need to just...
Relentless progress.
Once you're there, you just got to keep bashing away.
Because I feel like I'm waiting for the Mark III. And I'm waiting for the Derradeo, and I'm waiting for the Assault Marines, because I don't want to keep relying on other people's 3D printed stuff. You know, I never had a problem with my own 3D printed stuff shattering. And now that I've had these issues, it's really pissed me off.
I think I it's the resin type that had been used. And
it's the water-based washable resin or whatever it's called, and it is just... apparently prone to it, which was not sort of small to me, but it's almost made me be like, I once burnt, twice shy, you know. So I want my Mark III so I can make 30 chain blade tacticals. I've got the bits ready. I didn't tell you this, boys. I bought some absolute banging bargains on Vinted.
What'd you get? Tell me all.
I got 10 multi melters.
Oh. You can buy toy soldiers on Vinted.
Yep, search Warhammer.
What
the fuck?
Yep, I bought 10 multi-melters, plastic multi-melters, that someone didn't want from their special weapon sprue, for £4.
And the arms and all the bits, for £4?
£4, second hand. Everything else was stripped off the sprues, apart from the weapons that you need. It's only the gun, right, because it fits onto the bolter arm.
That's crazy.
I got 10 multi-melters for £4, shipped straight to a little Jason Bourne locker at my corner shop around the corner.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Yeah, it's Jason Bourne. I haven't... I've sent him an offer, but he hasn't accepted it yet. But I've sent an offer for a plastic Spartan out of the Age of Darkness box. He's got it up for 20 dibs.
How many dibs? Is that it?
Yeah, so I've offered him 17 fiddy. For
unfortunately, Tom, I'm just about to go and buy that for 20 quid. Sorry, mate.
You're fucking not, mate.
You're fucking not.
Yeah, yeah, you can buy it.
So Vinted is, so boys, Vinted is the one. The only problem is when you search Horus Heresy on Vinted, it brings up every prick selling every individual book. So if you're missing books from your Black Library collection of Horus Heresy, go on Vinted because there's thousands on there, and I'm not joking.
But really interesting. I thought it was just
clothes,
women's clothes.
No, mate.
Who knew?
I bought a long sleeve, quarter zip, winter, like coat, like jacket thing, quarter zip jobber.
I wear a quarter zip to work, and I'm all for them.
Jack Wills one because their XXL is perfect for my size. I don't feel like I'm an XXL, but that's what I am for Jack Wills.
Yeah, some clothes are weird like that, isn't it? Yeah. Whenever I buy Fruit of the Loom, I always buy one size larger because it will shrink after that first wash every single time. Correct. But then it fits perfect, which is the strange thing about it.
Our podcast tees fit me like it's probably my best fitting t-shirt.
Literally, wear it every day.
So I've got that quarter zip for a tenner. I've got two pairs of like comfy shorts, like super dry shorts or whatever. No, they're super dry.
The tracky material ones.
Yes, tracky material, just comfy shorts, perfect really for good. Wearing to events. I got a super dry pair for £3 and a Hollister pair for like £4.50. We got JJ's winter coat for like £8 on there. It's fucking
wow.
Yeah, mega man. Yeah, absolutely amazing. So just bosh it in the wash, job done. Laura's selling all of our, like, you know, the kids' clothes that are too small for them on there as well, so.
Yep.
You know, we do quite well. So, yeah, Vinted, boys.
Genius.
Especially if you want 40K, because there's loads of 40K on there, and Age of Sigmar and other bits and pieces. There's loads on there. Yeah, so that's me, boys. Will, what have you been up to?
It's been a little bit sporadic in between. So I finished up, well, as you all probably know, I finished up the Raven Guard, and I've since been continuing work on them. So I did the Metallics on the first 13 models I think I had.
This is phase two.
This is phase two Warhammer World team event. Let's go, baby. So got to get 3K ready to rock and roll. I think I'm about halfway there, but classic Bill fashion, I'm just going whole hog. I'm just doing another 65 infantry. I just don't give a fuck. I'm just the voice of a generation. So that's going to be in
fast forward 2 weeks. I've got nothing left.
What have I done? Oh my god. But yeah, it's been good. So I did those first guys, which was good, and now I'm just building the next wave of lovely little gentlemen. So it shouldn't be, I've got about 2 months I think, but I'm going to lose 2 weeks to Malmo. And a couple of other variables. I haven't got any events on, which is good. Well, I've got like Malmo. I've got a few things here and there, and your event. But generally speaking, I've got a fair amount of time. And as long as I just stick to it and just hop to, just get in the desk.
It's one of those things, isn't it, where like 40 minutes every night and you'll be there in no time.
Exactly. So I'll do all the pouches one night. All the feathers the next night, it'll be fine, it'll be good. Now I've kind of finished that original batch and I know what they're going to look like and I know the steps and I've sacrificed a goat and all the good stuff. Should be tickety boo, as they say.
Nice,
excellent progress, to be fair with.
Yeah, it's been good.
I like the Mark 6 jump pack.
Oh yeah, I made them today. So, that was horrible. So, trying to get multiple Minion Zephon or whatever he's called jump packs, because they're the only Mark 6 jump packs out there, has been an absolute slog. I've had to buy them off Egghead. I've had to buy them off eBay. I've had to barter my way through this, that, and that, and this. But I finally reached 11, which was good. Jeez. I got to 9, which I was like, fucking hell, I got 9. That's enough for the command squad. And then someone else responded and was like, oh yeah, I can probably give 2. And I was like, oh, how much? Oh, you could just have them for a tenner. I'll take them both. So so that probably cost me about £100 to source all those source all those jump packs, but it's done now. I'm in business. So yeah, I did it yesterday. I made a single Dark Fury with a Mark 6 jump pack, and Jesus Christ, does it look so good. It looks better than the stupid ones they usually have. I think it looks amazing. I think it's absolutely brilliant. All it's done is it's just made me really excited for Mark 6 Assault Marines.
Oh man, I'm so excited for them.
Seriously. Yeah, because I imagine they're all going to have those jump packs, and I can confirm now, jump packs look fucking sick. So
it's going to be a game changer when they drop, isn't it?
My minion Zephon that I've got.
How can he weird?
Praetor. He is a big baller. Obviously, it's the only baller. Downside being the destroyer symbol on his backpack, which is really annoying.
Yeah, you have to file them off.
Yeah. But it the Mark 6 jump pack. I still think I know this. Is this controversial? I feel like this might not be controversial. Actually, maybe everyone agrees with me. What's the best jump pack, Mark?
Oh,
Mark 2.
What did you say, Will?
Mark 5.
Wrong. Jars?
It is Mark 2, and if you try and tell me otherwise, I'm leaving the podcast.
Okay, well, I mean, I am going to tell you otherwise, just as has. The best jump pack is Mark 7.
What? There isn't such a thing.
Are you fucking blind?
It's Mark 7.
It's a Mark 7 jump
pack. No, you fucking idiot. You're blinded by nostalgia. No, they look fucking pony. Yeah.
What have you been smoking? Because whatever it is, send some our way. Because we obviously need some of this. Yeah.
I'm making this a poll on the Discord or on the Instagram. Giles, do it on the Instagram. What's the
poll
best,
it?
What's the best jump pack, Mark? 2, 5, or 7?
About 4.
Well, 2 and 5, in fairness, are very similar.
Five is.
Yeah, because it's the right answer.
7's the best.
You know when people like kick off a fuss on the internet just to get some clicks?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is how dumb this poll is going to look.
Are you saying I'm the Dylan Danis of jump packs?
No, I'm saying I'm actually going to go one better than that. Oh. I'm going to say that you are the Rick Edon of this chat.
That's why.
We're now taking sly shots at people we probably shouldn't be.
Just move. Yeah.
Can't help myself.
So with Mark 7 packs, because they are the greatest, Mark 6 packs are the closest to being awesome.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Have I killed Mark 6 packs for you now, Will?
I mean, part of me is thinking, I might just bin these boys off. I might just fucking...
sell the whole Raven Guard army. It's all going.
Does anyone want a Raven Guard army? Yeah. Very good. Very cheap.
For sale.
Yeah. If you want 20,000 points of well-painted, hit me up.
What's going on with it?
Oh, I just need to just pull my finger out my bum and just do it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Same with the salamanders. If anyone wants to buy 30k of salamanders, and I'm not kidding, I'm not fucking joking, 30,000, probably even more than that, probably about 33,000 points of salamanders, hit me up. You can have them for a very cheap price. I don't want them. Otherwise, they're going in the bin. Otherwise, they're going over the fucking side of the ferry when I drive to fucking Sweden.
Can I run them?
I probably missed something. That means I've got to get them. And they're all packed away.
Right, they're stored up, so, yeah.
Yeah. Which is another part of the problem, because I need to just get them all out and just photographise them.
Yeah. Didn't you take like a big...
Yeah, that was the 25th of December, wasn't it? It was your... I don't celebrate Christmas, but everyone else is doing stuff, so I'm going to take all of my Sallys out and send pics.
Correct.
That's such a good photo.
Which is
overrated.
So.
Blew my fucking mind.
What have you been up to, son?
Oh, so much.
Myrmidons.
Yes, so I will caveat that these are destructors, not sectors, and they are not wielding conversion beamers either.
Volkites,
just basic boys.
Volkite ones are the funnest ones as well to use. They're my absolute favourite.
Yeah, I'm hoping that you know, that exactly that. Fun, good, but not obnoxious, which is exactly where I want to be. Mm. So I've I printed five off and then realised that actually the list I was planning to take to Malmo was illegal because I was a traitor and I was planning to take an assassin. So that left me with 100 points left over. So I was like, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just take two more Volkites, Myrmidon Volkites, and then put some silly little upgrades on things that they probably don't need.
Perfect.
So that's where I find myself. So we've printed them off, we've peeled them off the supports, we've cured them, we've then realised, I need to play around with some settings a bit more. But it's one of those things that I will notice it, but I don't think other people really will.
Yeah.
So
that's fair. That's fair.
I'm not concerned. So I've got
as long
that
as you're happy with them, that's what really counts.
Exactly. Exactly. And they'll be fine. Which my mech are not my best painted army, and I'm happy to roll with. Fine. So what
they're
have I got to
good,
do?
Charles. They're pretty good, Charles. They're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that bad, but they're not me at my best.
You need to be like that's really important as a hobbyist, is to be able to say this army is my boshed out gaming army that's still to a good standard, but it's the one I've painted because I really enjoy playing with it.
It's exactly that. It's when the mech book drops and I thought everyone's saying this is shit, I'll prove you fucking wrong, son.
Oh, mech are so terrible.
A good 2.04, so I'm really happy with my Sons of Horus and the way that they were playing in the new edition with the model, with the units that I had specifically. It's like, fuck it, I'll just start a new army instead, which was an interesting way of going around things. Anyway, so I've boshed them out. I've painted a tech priest as well. Basically finished these Myrmidons. I'm just generally pleased with them. I've also been doing some list planning, looking forward to Warhammer World. Obviously no prints, so I've got some new bits to paint. So I've had a big mech-based shipment come in, and I'm very pleased from our friends in Nottingham. We've got a Karaknos, we've got a Moirax, I've bought some more Thalax as well, but I think in hindsight I'm probably not actually going to necessarily need them for this event. They'll be needed in the
future
at some point, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you picked up a couple of bits there. Gonna have to convert the new Archmagos, because the one I've got at the moment has some printed bits on him.
Right.
That'll be fun. Oh.
Exactly. So I don't think I'm going to go too crazy, considering I already have an Archmagos that I'm very pleased with. So it'll probably be a relatively basic one, kind of just one to do the job for that event. But it gives me another option as well down the line to mix things up with other characters. So
it's all
Gucci. I'm looking forward to getting the stuff I need for Warhammer World done, and then I think it's but then at that point back to the Dark Angels, and I'm excited for it.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
if we go for some long term planning type situations.
That's become the army that I think of when I think of what you're gonna play at an event. If I think, oh, Giles is going to that event, I wonder if he's bringing his Dark Angels. You know,
yeah, so they'll be. I'm imagining their debut will probably be the James's City Fight event.
Great event to debut them at.
So I'm thinking I'm just going to take some fucking. We're thinking cities, we're thinking purging a city, you think fire, flamers, that kind of thing. And who flames better than the fucking Dreadwing?
Nundu.
Or those.
Destroy.
Exactly. So I've bought those helicopter printed interemptors, because they're absolutely unreal. Gonna razz off like 15 of them, and then work out whether I want them in Lamb Raiders or Rhinos, and then just get after it.
I love it.
Just fucking send it.
I mean,
exactly.
Whenever the Dreadwing are in a book, forgive me if I'm wrong, but they always seem to be in a mass Land Raider column.
Yeah.
They are, and I've got two Lamb Raiders, so I could bung them in there, and then maybe
termites.
Deep Strike that.
Termites.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that.
Wow!
In City
Red
Fight,
wing termites in City Fight.
Can't intercept them, boys, can you? Flame on! Wait. Plasmaron, or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Flame plasma?
Plasma. Same thing.
Plasma.
That is an awesome amount of hobby to get done. There's actually so many more events towards the end of the year.
Oh yeah, it's fucking rammo, it is, isn't
hectic.
It?
Hectic, yeah. What with
amazing things. Summer's done. The toys are out.
Greetings have got Armor Wars in 2 weeks, which I would have loved to have got to.
Busy our event, bastards.
I've got Storm Song, my event, in less than a month. We've got Malmo. We've got the Warhammer World Teams event, which I'm not in, but I'm coming to watch you guys and cheerlead you guys.
Oh yeah, you're going to be there as well.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then
Hotel's booked, mate. It's already sorted. Right.
But it's easy peasy.
Yeah, literally, it's the one, isn't it?
So there's so much to do. So on the note of Mark 7 jump packs being the fucking best. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Good. Mm. Cool.
No.
No. Giles is not agreeing.
Suck your mum.
Oh, fuck. Good night, boys.